This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. The month of February will come to a close with a long streak of unusually warm and dry conditions here on the Central Coast. Not at all what's needed to end our 4+ years of drought. But as KCBX reporter Jordan Bell explains, March could bring with it some promise.
The water volume at Central Coast reservoirs still show that we're in a serious category D4 drought situation. Lake Nacimiento, that sits on the Monterey-San Luis Obispo County line, has shown some improvement, rising from 17 to 22% of capacity, but it's still well below its seasonal average. Meanwhile, conditions at Lake Kachuma in Santa Barbara County show the reservoir is at just below 15%. That lake is so low, officials are considering a plan to move a pumping barge to a deeper area of the lake. But that idea is not popular with the Santa Ynez River Water Conservation District. Help for all local reservoirs is on the way, however, if predictions hold. PG&E meteorologist John Lindsay says the latest computer models show we may be in for a major change in the weather.
The good news, it looks like the Central Coast is going to go back into a wet weather pattern for the months of March, April, and even into May. The bad news, that even if we do get well above average precipitation for those months, it will certainly put a dent in the drought, but unfortunately, it won't completely mitigate it.
Lindsay says water conservation still has the biggest bang for the buck in terms of drought mitigation. The state of California just released information showing the Central Coast conserved at a rate of about 18% in January, well below the governor's 25% mandate. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.